Love Talk Radio.
Everybody in the room, listen up.
Are you the next model or superstar looking to break into the entertainment industry but need the right exposure? Look no further than IPH, Infinity Powerhouse. The source for models, talent, ads, and media is searching for the next breakout star to be promoted and featured on all of its media platforms, including Gucci Style, TM and TSN Magazine, and IPH Magazine.
Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up.
IPH is currently looking for media professionals and clients to help advertise their brands on the number one leading source for talent exposure, IPH. For more info or to subscribe to IPH Digital Publication Magazines, visit them at infinitypowerhouse.com or send an email to infinitypowerhouse@gmail.com. Infinity is spelled I-N-F-I-N-I-T-I. IPH, bringing an innovative mindset to the forefront.
If you are what you say you are, a superstar.
Welcome, 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 everyone. Thank you for tuning in to Live Your Dream. We are here on this morning, and we're super excited just about to actually talk with the winner of the Summer Jam out of Greensboro that will be happening in Greensboro this year. And I want to say Summer Jam Fest because that's the norm. That's the normal thing that I've heard over.
16.
Yeah, Summer Jam 16. Yes. So who we have in the house this morning, we have some callers going to be calling in shortly as well. And I'm going to have everyone go around and introduce themselves, and then we're going to bring our online callers. Then we're going to play his latest, actually one of the hits, and it's called, Mike Zack. And then we expecting Zaire out of Raleigh. She'll be calling in as well, and we want to get one of her last version. We just was at her graduation release party on this Friday, and we had a ball. We had a great, great time. So our goal always with Live Your Dream is to connect all together, bridging the gap, allowing everyone to know that by you hearing what they're doing, it'll allow you to do and understand that it's possible. And first, I want to say thank you, God, for allowing this moment. Things happen so quickly because I just met you all on, Saturday?
Yes.
Saturday night. And then now you all sitting in the office space where this is something that I truly believe God has given me to provide and help others to get their voice and name out there heard. And it's more like a support system to say you have someone else that believes you, because I tell all the time, if no one else believes in you, I believe in you. You can be someone who have made one hit and never hit again. You can be someone who never made a hit. And I tell people all the time that as I was growing up, I always wanted to be a dancer, a singer. I didn't have the voice. Okay. And then I had the dance abilities, and then I always also, of course, wanted to act and everything. But I lived out all those moments as God allowed me to.
Okay.
I didn't go as high as I probably think in my mindset, but he got me to the point to get me thirsty and hungry after to help others. So my daughter took everything that I had done to the next level. She went far when she got MVP awards for dancing. And, all that great stuff. So you just never know how things are going to play out, that while your life is where it is, and then as you elevate yourself, maybe your son or, daughter, somebody may come and go, platinum, might go to whatever extreme. You just never know. So thank you all for tuning in. So may I have your name here?
Okay. I am an artist, rapper, entertainer. My name is Cezanero. Spelled at Cezanairo, Cezanero, straight out of Fayetteville, North Carolina. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah. So tell us, I'm going to go around the table, but just say I know what you want to say, because you were so hyped the other night. I know you were excited. So tell everybody, today, what is going to be happening with you in Greensboro on what date, and give the date and all that great stuff.
Okay, well, July 16th is a big, big, huge event in Greensboro, and it's called Summer Jam 16, or Summer 16, and I will be opening up for a numerous amount of artists, and we're just going to have a ball, man. I mean, it's going to be a real big event. I would love for everybody to come out and see what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Because my performance is so live, man. It's something that you've never seen before.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's very entertaining for children, for adults, all type of crowds, all people, man. It's just a community thing, man. It's something for people to come together and feel good about.
Yeah.
As a whole.
So it's going to be awesome, awesome.
It is. It's going to be real awesome.
Yes.
Real.
So we have your manager here, and we have your producer here.
CEO, okay.
So, independent
label.
Oh, independent label. All right. So give your name and tell us a little bit
about yourself as well. Hey, I'm Tyrone Little. Hello, everybody. I'm Tyrone. Everybody know me as Tip. Hits Little on Facebook. I'm CEO of Hits Records, which is an entertainment, was a record label that I started back in the 2003. Started out with quite a few artists in the area. Local artists in the area, we did real good, you know, kind of built a name and a reputation for ourselves, and we were just grinding, in the music, trying to make something happen independently on the local scene for Fayetteville artists and, you know, for the Fayetteville natives as whole. And so from that point, we just continued to move forward until we stopped moving for a little while. So briefly, we've been took a little hiatus. I would say a couple of years. We stepped back for a couple of years. And then I was introduced. Well, I knew the young man. I knew one young man, and I actually knew of the other young man, which is Cesar Nero. I actually signed his brother when he was 16.
Wow.
And I signed his older brother when he was 16 years old. And they just a chain of events through God's good grace and a whole lot of things, other things happening. You know, his brother brought him over to me, and I was introduced to their music and stuff like that. And these guys are just super talented, along with QDH, Q Haynes. And they, his brother brought them over, and so we got together, you know, and we back in the mix, you know, his records, we back in the mix.
His records.
We going strong, we going hard, very talented individuals. Q Haynes, we can't say enough about him, or can't say enough about Cesar Nero. Everybody see him, they know him, but we got a lot of things going on right now. We got a lot of big things going on for the label as well as for the artists and the producers. They both interchange. They're entertainers. They're producers. They're artists. They, you know, so it's hard to put one label on these guys.
One label, right?
Yeah, so I can't say that. But yeah, and that's me. I'm kind of behind the scenes, up front sometimes, but most of the time behind the scenes, just kind of push some buttons and make some things happen. And hopefully, y'all see us real soon on the big screen.
All right. Well, I know we will because definitely that's gonna be a great lot of publicity with that. So we have right here Q Haynes.
Yeah.
Q Haynes.
Haynes,
okay.
Right.
So tell us a little bit about yourself.
All right, so I'm a super producer.
All right.
Q Haynes, Q-U-E-H-A-Y-N-E-S. Q is my real name.
Okay.
Everybody know me as Kid QDH, you know, QDH the Kid. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, SoundCloud.
Wow.
I'm like a local superstar, but I'm not cocky with it. You know, I grind every day. I lose sleep from this.
This morning.
An hour ago.
Wow.
In the car on the way here.
That's exciting. So anyone have, we actually have some technical difficulties with our other phones. Anyone have Facebook Live on their phone?
Ooh, I do.
Live on
Facebook? I do.
You do? Yeah, so if you can go live on my daughter, can record it first. Yeah. All right, so everyone, I'm actually bringing the other callers online right now. I want to say thank you all for tuning in to Live Your Dream. Before we go any further, what we're going to do is bring them on, and then next you're going to be hearing after that his song, and then we so let's see who's online with us. Is Zaire and her mom, and also we see a call also.
Hello.
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 Hey.
How
y'all doing?
We're good. How are you?
Hi.
Okay.
So we're here in my office space, and I know y'all live you know, about an hour away. I would love to have y'all here, but you know how things go. Maybe one day we all can come at the office space and hang out. So tell us who's on the call. Let you introduce yourself and tell us what's happening with you all.
My name is Suzette Johnson. I am Zaire Ariana's manager/mother.
Yes.
And I'm Zaire Ariana, the singer-songwriter.
Yes. Singer-songwriter. Yes, she is wonderful.
I like
yes. yes. So we're working from two laptops. One went kind of to the left and the other. We definitely want to play some of your music that we had from the other night. So we're going to try to get that up and running also. So very Miss Talented. So tell us what's going on with you, because I know you just graduated. And just share with us what's the latest and what's to come for you.
So next, I'm going to be doing Durham Tech Community College, and also I'm going to be pursuing my music career and music, going around traveling. Basically, I'm touring this summer, going around different places. I'm trying to get my music out there and everything. I just recently let out my EP. It's my six-song EP, so if you guys want to go and go look at that and everything. It's called I Am Who I Am. And, yeah, that's basically what's going on now.
Yes. So the other night we saw you there in the mix. We didn't get a chance to talk to you because I know a lot was going on, but I wanted to definitely give you all some time on the radio show and you know, chat with us and also the listeners and also the viewers as well. The uniqueness of our podcast, which is called Block Talk Radio, is that this actually right after – this we ended about 5 minutes. It's up and ready to go, where anyone can click on it and listen to it, and they'll be able to be in history of they can get their hands on it, you know, even you know quicker. I would like for everybody to you know subscribe to our page, which is Live Your Dream, and we can give that information out as well. But so mom, I know as a mom manager, I know how it is, and just to hear your story the other night and talking to you and listening to your husband and everybody else, she is definitely a jewel. So tell us, you know, what it takes to be, you know, as far as in her life in that way and also as a mother in this industry.
It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of prayer. And I'm lucky enough to have a co-manager that helps me with her, Angela Page. She is always there to help with Zaire. Because I am her mother first and foremost, so we always have to have that partnership so that when I get off balance, because I do, then she is there to step in and help me out with Zaire Ariana.
Right. And that's what it, I know. So everybody, I tell a lot of people all the time that with my two daughters, one was in the modeling industry, and when she saw she was just basically, I'm here to help you. Once you got off your feet a little bit, then now I'm back in away and being behind the scenes. And this is the one I see over here. So, and then the other one is the dancer and everything. So I always say, if they ever came to me and say, oh, mom, this is what I want to do, I will go, I like dinner. Chris Jenner would have nothing on me. Because not only, I mean, literally, because I see the drive in her and what she's doing, because they open up with one avenue of that little split second of supposed to be fame and turn that 15 minutes of fame into what, billions of dollars.
Yeah.
Because they were trying to shame her with the tape, with her and what's his name?
Tiger.
No, not Tiger, no. Going back to Kim. All this originated from Kim. And this Brandy's brother.
Ray J.
Yeah, they were trying to shame her, but what they did, they flip it and they turn it into. So, that's great, because I always look at any technique or any issues or any concerns. You can always make it into a positive and make it to where it could benefit all. So, Zaire, what do you see yourself? I know this is the summer's coming up, and I know so much excitement. Where do you see yourself at in the next year or so? Where do you see yourself?
Basically, to have my nonprofit organization grown to the point where I can go out and help other children with being domestic violence, either having domestic violence or either being bullied, either in older, also older people that have been through domestic violence. And also, I would like to have my music out there very well, having fans all across the world for. Also, all across the country, to be able to basically show people my music, be able to go on more and more tours and more places to spread my music out. So, yeah, that's where I see myself.
Well, I see it for you. I see it for you because you know what? That's what it's all about. On today, we want to play some music from you, and also, you know, here we have this talented young man. And I don't know if y'all heard the segment earlier. where he was against, how many people was in that competition?
I want to say it was about 25.
Oh, my God. It just kept going on and on and on and on. So I went out there. I was invited as media originally. So I was invited as media, and so I knew I was going to go out there to support anyhow. So it wasn't finally confirmed at that moment. So I went out on behalf of my network models. Well, they were talent. We supported them. So it was Cost, who was the headliner, and also 2-6 Facility, which is Ms. Chizzy, and also Killer Cost. So they hopefully they'll get the call in today as well. But what that was about is going out there. So these young men, they were there. Were you on the stage also?
Yes,
seeing them going up against all this, and this is for a chance to be in the forefront of people who be on the radio every day now. The Cut It song, I hear that song like 20 times an hour. So his name is O.T. Genesis, right. So I'm like, and that's, and all I do when I talk to him, this is what I do,
cut it.
So they top all of the groups in that in aspect. And I truly believe, too, a lot of times you never know. They could look at a package deal. Because me, I would look at a brand. I would see what your brand is going to do for going for it, not in that moment. What is your brand? So I'm excited for them. And I already offered them, as far as to be featured in our magazine. I already said, as far as, on our rap magazine, they will definitely hit. I think we hit that number 4 because I done promised the 4 people. So y'all, you're the 4th one. We'll hit the cover of the magazine of the rap when we get that up and running.
Okay.
So Tank Tally, you already worked with him. He hit number 1. He'll be on the cover first.
Right.
Tank Tally. Yeah, that's oh my God. Me and his mom go way back. We worked at AT&T for many years, and she just like a big. I say a big sister to me because she's older. She's about 3 years older than I am, but she can cook. And Tank love to eat. Yeah, so that's what it's all about. Yeah. So I want to appreciate. So I'm gonna check and see if we have any there. So Yasmin, you wanna come over and you can go ahead and start your music up. We're gonna hear his song, and then we're gonna get yours up, Zaire. We'll find yours as well. Yeah, you can go ahead and play your music, and you can introduce what it is and how long it has been out. It's down this page here.
Okay, well, this right here, this is my single. I'm Cesar Nero. You can check me out on SoundCloud, Instagram, CEAZANIRO, Cesar Nero. Instagram, SoundCloud, Facebook, my hit single. Called Crank That Mic Jack. It's a new dance that's out. It's a new movement. It's something different. So, it's going to be kind of hard for the people to catch a little bit. But when they catch it, they ain't going to be able to let it go.
Kind of.
You can also check out Tyder the Great. Tyder the Great, you can go to his Instagram, Facebook. Tyder the Great just was on the, what is it? So You Think You Can Dance? What is that? American Dance.
Anywhere, Queen Latifah,
wow.
Check him out. He's cranking that Mike Jack.
And I like the guy, the little guy, the little bro from LA. He may not be from LA. He's on your page. We actually shared it with from
Kyler
the little bro.
Okay.
How old is he?
Crank that mic jack, man. Y'all love it, man. Here it go. Produced by the Kid Cudi H. Crank that.
Nonprofit. I am who I am. It is about bullying and domestic violence through music. So a lot of her music is geared towards her nonprofit. We also want to let you know that she does have a new website that just came out two nights ago. It's www.ZaireArianaMusic.com. So you guys can check that out. Her music is on there. You can buy it on there for 99 cents. So that is there. So we just want to make sure we put that out there.
Awesome. Okay, great. That is awesome. Now, also, if you can, when you get a moment, you can send it to me, and I will share that with our pages also. And so we can, with the link that we can go to the website. Great, great.
Okay.
So now, let's do here. So let's go here. Tell them to call in. Sure.
You can say you love me, but you can't forget me. You can't be afraid of something. You can't be afraid of something.
and you being a producer, what made you want it to be a producer?
I've been playing since I was five.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I played by ear, never had a lesson.
Wow.
I taught myself everything with production as far as recording, making beats.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my pops taught me in church. Like, and from church, it came from meeting guys that rap. And then from the rappers came the singers, and then everybody started attaching me. And, you know, I came up with this unique sound that, you know, everybody's familiar with now around here in Fayetteville, and I just ran with it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to be a singer too, so I want y'all to get my
if any of y'all got Zaire YouTube,
y'all need to put my name somewhere in it, something Infinity or I'm just messing. But manager, you over there, and I know you over the CEO. So I know being a CEO and I'm doing what drives you to do this? What drives you to do this?
Really, I had a desire for music when I was really young, but I
mm-hmm.
kind of grew out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I'm double these guys' age, and they, and you know, I mean, so, but my drive really actually is for my city.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? It's for Fayetteville,
mm-hmm.
and it's for, you know what I'm saying, because like, actually making it in this industry, it kind of puts people in a different position, you know
right.
what I'm saying? And if you look at a lot of the African-American males in the city, they're young, they have kids already, and they, a lot of things are just going on. That's the reason out there right now. But in order to be successful, you have to be coupled by talent like you have here, Q and Cesanero. So to actually win for them, you know what I'm saying, is actually my ultimate drive, you know what
awesome.
I'm saying? Because I know
awesome.
It makes their family better, I know it makes their kids better, and
right.
I know ultimately it makes the city better.
Awesome, awesome.
So,
that's what it is. I tell everyone that I'm driven to do this, and I share the story that all the things that you see in the talent industry and fashion, I've done all of that. But I went to a certain level, like you say, and then at this point, you help others get where they need to be. So we have another call on the line. I'm not sure if they wanted to make a comment or they just wanted to say hi. So we're going to bring them on, as I always do, embarrass them. And then if you're welcome to make a comment or make a statement. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes. So who we have here?
This is Mark Jones.
Hi, Mark Jones.
What's up, Mark?
Actor, model.
Hey.
Yeah, thank you for tuning in with us on today. Anything you want to say right quick? We're running out of time, but I appreciate your time.
Okay, no problem. I get here as quick as I could. I just want to just tell everybody, just encourage everybody that you know what you're doing. You're gifted to do. You're talented to do. You're anointed to do. So you're gonna have naysayers. It's gonna come along, but don't worry about that. I've had it already. But I know this is my gifting. I'm gifted in acting. I'm gifted in modeling. I'm also a musician as well. So those things are gonna come along. And I'm not sure what the topic of discussion was today, but you know I just want to encourage everybody because everybody doesn't have somebody to encourage them, or they don't have somebody in their corner to lift them up whenever those naysayers come. But you know, you have to push through, you have to endure. You know, where you get, you know, 1,000 no's, there's going to be that one yes that's going to push you towards your destiny. And those things are happening to me now. Doors are opening up. You know, I thank Darlene for coming and talking to me and opening up some more doors for me that I probably couldn't open myself. So, you know, I just want to just encourage everybody, let them know, you know, you're going to have those naysayers, but, you know, what God has for you is for you, you know, and where somebody may try to close that door, it won't be closed because it's for you to walk through.
Exactly. And that's awesome. So, Mark, I know that's what you said. Tell someone how they can reach you on Facebook also.
Okay, on Facebook, C. Mark Jones Entertainer. That's the letter C, Mark Jones Entertainer. I'm also on Instagram, the Mr. J, T-H-E-E, underscore M-R, underscore J. And you can email me also, Mr. J. Spell that out, M-I-S-T-E-R-J, 79 at yahoo.com, and also the Mr. Jones at gmail.com.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Okay, so, Q, how can someone reach you?
You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, SoundCloud at Q, D-H-T-H-E-K-I-D-D. My Facebook name is Q Haynes, Q-U-E-H-A-Y-N-E-S. You know, if you need me to be a feature, if you want me to do anything, my email is qdhthekid@yahoo.com. You know, send whatever.
All right. CEO, if somebody want to work with you, or they want you to manage them, how can they reach you?
They can email me at hits26@gmail.com.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, now.
And I'm out, so I'm out about, I'll be currently, I do heating air, so,
Yeah, and I'm talking to you after this right here, because my air conditioner went out from my Florida unit. And I'm telling you, it went out on my second floor. When I tell you, Lord have mercy. When I had three people out, first time out there three times. But we're not going to talk about that right now in the air. So, Mr. Man, tell us, how can someone reach you?
Season Nero, you can find me on SoundCloud. That's where I would love for you to go.
Whoa.
If you want to find Season Nero, go to SoundCloud. You're going to find me. You're going to love what you hear if you go to SoundCloud and type in Season Nero, CEAZANAIRO. Just go type in Season Nero on SoundCloud. You can type in Season Nero on Facebook, on Instagram. You can type in Season Nero on Twitter, on Reverb Nation. My email address is seasonero@gmail.com. Everything is seasonero, CEAZANAIRO.
Okay, now. So what I'm going to do is send you out our link for our radio talk show. I want you all to share it with your page. If we tag you out, I want y'all to give a little, it's a difference. If you tag someone, then it's easy for them not to take it out further. Unless they should reshare with the page.
That's
so if you send you the message, then you will be able to have to share it, right? Okay. Hello, somebody. So we need to build up that area. So we right now out at our 84th show with our Live Your Dream. And also what I want to say, life is great. God is super wonderful. We have a magazine coming out. Three of them is going to come out this month with Gucci, IPH, and also IPH is going to circle around my brain just went blank. IBS is going to circle around the return, a movie premiere that we attended in Georgia with Barbara T. He actually put out this great movie, so it's going to circulate around that IBS. Then we have Laguchi, it's going to circle around Julie's Bride, a young lady and a man out of Columbia, South Carolina. They got married about a month and a half ago, and I wanted to see the church was like, almost 10,000 members. I'm not sure if it's all independent. The church was humongous and it's beautiful. That magazine is going to circulate around that. And then the next one, the Top Miles of Talent, we have Malin Fox. We didn't get to play our music on today, but we've been playing it. Malin Fox is a 13-year-old out of Los Angeles, California. She's right now sitting at 100 and about 50,000 for views, listens for her video on YouTube. And she's doing big, big, big. We met her through London Magazine. Where we were featured, so she was featured. So thank you for her manager, which is Tim Stevenson out of Orlando, Florida. He's doing big, big things too. So thank you again, everyone, for coming today. I appreciate you all.
Thank you for having us. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Yes. Zaire and Susan, thank you again. And we'll have you all back on again, okay? And we need to get more information from you all so we can get you all in the magazine also.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome there. All right, so y'all have a great day. Before we go, we're going to do at the count of three, Live Your Dream. Y'all ready?
Live your dream.
Darlene, I just want to say I wasn't able to say much because I was when I was listening.
We get cut off. Okay, so y'all ready? 1, 2, 3.
Live your dream.
God is wonderful. God is love. God is togetherness. Have a great day. Bye bye, everyone.
God is everything. All right, be blessed,
God
y'all.
Baby. All right, be blessed. Oh, God.